won't work in our market. Plus, other special snowflake memes. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk about direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every single day. With your host, Nabil Aziz. Hello, everyone. It's time for another episode. So, a subscriber sent this response to one of my automated onboarding emails that I set up for a client. And he says, quote, "I wonder if these strategic emails are going to work in this market. I tried them before. Was okay to response," unquote. I've left the spelling and grammatical errors in there. Now, if I had a dirham for every time some clueless marketing square in Dubai said that, I'd be able to retire. There are a bunch of problems with this kind of thinking, and basically any argument or train of thought summarized as, quote, "I'm a special snowflake, so that won't work for me," unquote. I'm going to try to list them in this podcast and see how far we get. Number one. My market is different, so X strategy or tactic won't work. Bullshit. A market is made up of people, and people haven't changed in tens of thousands of years. Human psychology remains the same. The core drivers of human behavior remain the same. Therefore, the fundamentals of marketing still work and will continue to work on everyone. For example, if you want to sell something to men, you sell them on one of the three W's: women, wallet, or waistline. Number two, this might turn off some people. I mean, you're goddamn right it will. I want it to. I want it to turn off 95% of the people who aren't a good fit and focus on the 5% who are my ideal customers. By the way, just because those 95% aren't my people doesn't mean they aren't somebody else's. Abundance mentality, people. Number three, I tried it and it didn't work. Maybe your copywriter was a noob. Maybe you didn't implement the automation correctly. Maybe you went out and bought a trash list instead of getting qualified subscribers the right way. In any case, your failures aren't mine. Those automated emails have open rates of 40 to 60% and click-through rates of 6 to 11%. Number four, this is how we've always done it. You know, there's this old-time motivational quote that goes, "If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got." And I was tempted to subtitle that in Ebonics. Yo, we've been doing it that way, son. Now, this doesn't mean much in an environment where we still sell door-to-door and businesses are, you know, buying billboards and basically lighting millions of dirhams a year on fire. So I am so glad we aren't doing it your way. Number five. Well, I don't like it and I'm going to tell you as much. Hate and love are the same emotion in the eyes of a marketer. The fact our interlocutor took the time to reply at all means the marketing worked. The worst case epic fail scenario is when people don't care at all. They don't give a shit. You want fours and fives and ones and twos. Never, ever a three. That's all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave me a rating or review. And for now, thank you for listening. This is the NabilAziz.com podcast. And I'm your host, Nabil Aziz, signing off. Peace.